This ideology was so popular among the people who are not familiar with the Arabic language. And add to this, that Khorasan is a place where so many Jewish used to live. And until today, and until the Day of Judgment. And they had a support to this ideologies, as you will see and hear very soon. And some of them, not necessarily every Jew, but some of their rabbis and scholars, they supported such ideas, and he was affected with their ideologies, as you will hear now, inshallah. Two, this man, he started his movement in the time where was the fashion among the student of knowledge to seek the knowledge of hadith. In that time, this is the time where scholar collect and wrote down the hadith. And around the 200, where everybody memorized hadith used to be addressed by scholars. The scholar will go to him, or people will go collect it and write it down and make the books. The books of hadith start appearing in that part of the, in that time. So they're everybody busy with collecting the hadith and narrating the hadith and listening to the hadith. يعني كانت فورة كتابة الحديث وعلم الحديث. The knowledge of hadith in that time was like reached the peak. And everyone there. He's so lucky, because if you mention one hadith, you will be written down in the book of the scholars to the Day of Judgment. يعني one hadith you narrate, you'll be, until today, your name will be mentioned in the book of the hadith. He narrated this hadith. And every Muslim come after you will thank you for narrating this hadith. We thank all those people who narrated the hadith, because if they didn't do that, we'll not be able to enjoy the hadith today. So everybody was trying to collect as much as he can hadith, listen to the tabi'een, listen to the atba'i tabi'een. So that was the notion of the people in that time. But you will be surprised that this man, he never narrate a single hadith in his life. And he never attend to a single scholar to listen from him the Prophet ﷺ hadith. يقول الذهبي وقد عاش في زمن وفرة الرواية ولم يروي عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حديثا واحدا. الذهبي said في الميزان, in his book Al-Mizan, this man lived in a time with everybody participating in narrating a hadith and listening to the hadith. But he never narrate a single hadith from the Prophet ﷺ's hadiths or sunnah. And Al-Lalakai is a great scholar. He said, Al-Jahm used to live in Turmuth. He's originally from Kufa. He is very eloquent speaker. See how he described him. Fasih al-lisan. He was a very eloquent speaker. And that's what mislead the people. When they see somebody, he speak good, mashallah, he can move the hearts, he use the words, and like you need dictionary to know what that means, you know? You say, oh, he's good, you know? It must be knowledgeable. In Arabic and English, when somebody uses good words, you always think that this is the real scholar. He said he was a eloquent speaker, very good speaker. Then he said, وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ عِلْمٌ وَلَا مُجَالَسَةٌ لِأَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ. But he has no knowledge. Just talk. And he never sat to the scholars. He never attended to the scholars. He never attended to the scholars' gathering. طيب. Also,